Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, listeners. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. And those who do observe Labor Day, this Labor Day holiday, we'd like to say Happy Labor Day to all of you. We hope that everyone is observing the day in the proper manner and paying homage and respect, and, of course, getting some much-needed rest. For many of you, this is a day off, so enjoy it, get your rest in, and get prepared for the rest of the week. For those of you who are tuning in for the very, very first time, I am Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and we thank you so much for tuning in. We do hope that we will say something that will encourage you to go back and listen to the replay, as well as share it with others, and, of course, return to us again on next Monday. We are pleased to host this show each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Of course, if you're on the West Coast, you're a couple of hours behind us. East Coast, you're an hour ahead. And, again, we're just so pleased to have you on the show and take part in what we're doing here. For those who are not as familiar with Walking Into a New Life, of course, our mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals affected by domestic violence. And those tangibles, when we talk about tangible resources, we're talking about those things that you can see, taste, touch, hear, and smell. We want to be able to make sure that those who are affected by domestic violence have the tools and the resources they need to not only survive but to thrive. We don't want people to just exist. We want you to live and live an abundant life. And by doing that, you'll be able to go forward, live the life. Greetings, greetings, everyone. Of course, you know, there are technical difficulties, and we just went through one. So I hope that everyone who was on the line previously was able to stay on. If you're just tuning in, I'm Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in for our broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I was just sharing, appears something happened. Of course, technical difficulties do come about, so you just roll with the punches as they go. And, again, I hope that those of you who were on have stayed on with us to continue on. I wanted to share just really briefly about Walking Into a New Life and how we decided to start Boots on the Ground in the first place. Walking Into a New Life's mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who are affected by domestic violence. And so, as I was explaining, those tangible resources are things that you can see, hear, taste, touch, and smell. Our idea is to make sure that you have the holistic resources that you need to not only just exist but to live, and to live a life of abundance and holistic health and wealth. And so Boots on the Ground was created to celebrate those unsung heroes, those individuals who work in the trenches day in and day out. Some names you're familiar with, some other names maybe not so much. But the whole point of Boots on the Ground is to make sure that their voices are heard, that they're heard unfiltered, that they are given the opportunity to share what's on their minds, their hearts, and to provide those tangible resources that are needed in order to keep going. And, again, sometimes you know the names of those individuals, but most of the time you don't. And without those individuals who are working in the trenches, so many of the things that you see in its grand scale would not exist were it not for those individuals who are working each and every day. They're not looking for accolades. They're not looking for those big rewards. They're doing the work because it's in their hearts to do. And so this gives a platform and an opportunity for them to be able to share who they are, what they do, how they got started, and how we can mutually benefit. And the great part about our radio show is that we've been able to talk with individuals around the country. So all walks of life, different backgrounds, it's just been a great, great experience. And I'm so honored that I've had the opportunity to host this show for the past year. I want to just kind of go through some of the guests that we've had, be able to give them a shout out and share some things about what they're doing. One of the great things that I will point out about this show as well is that while we do, our primary focus with walking into a new life has to do with domestic violence, we understand that there are a lot of different intersections. And so this show has afforded the opportunity for individuals to be able to share what those intersections are. Everyone's issues, everyone's level of interest regarding social issues are not the same. And so with this show, we've been able to feature and highlight different aspects, different social issues, and be able to show how they intersect and how we can help each other to mutually benefit for the greater good of our personal and professional lives. So we've had wonderful women like Teresa Howard, who is a survivor of abuse. She is an author and advocate, and she lives in Texas. She started her own magazine. She has really worked very hard to connect with women on a deeper level. So I would encourage you to go online and find Teresa Howard on Facebook. She has a lot of good information and resources on connecting with women. And again, she's in Texas. We're in Memphis, Tennessee. And that's, again, one of the great things about being able to have a show on the radio, because you can reach the masses. You don't have to be in the same vicinity as an individual to get the information and be able to use those resources. We've had wonderful women like Emily Wallace on our show, who has a book that she's written, her autobiography, and it's called Scarred for Life. And it talks about the struggles that she faced during her childhood and how some of those things spilled over into her adulthood. And so what she's doing to encourage and inspire others to be their best authentic self. So, again, opportunity after opportunity. We've had Melissa Holmes, who's a two-time domestic violence survivor, who has taken a grassroots movement via Facebook page and created something that was so grand and so outside of the scope of Facebook that it became a nonprofit organization called Love Shouldn't Hurt. And she's out of New York. She has some great programs that are coming up. As a matter of fact, she has an event that's coming up this Saturday, if I'm correct. So I would encourage you, look up Love Shouldn't Hurt. Find Melissa Holmes. Get connected to her. She has been doing some amazing things with her life. And I want to share this point. Everyone that we've had on this show, they have gone through some type of experience, whether it's domestic violence, it's sexual assault, it's homelessness, cancer, poverty, human trafficking. There may be issues with economic empowerment and development, health and wellness, health and fitness. It may be something related to the arts. It may also have been something related to reproductive justice. But we all have. All right, listeners, thank you so much for being so very patient with us. Apparently, Blog Talk is having some technical issues, and we've received a notice that says that in observance of Labor Day holiday, customer support will be closed today. So if we should happen to drop again, I'm just going to sincerely ask that you stay on the line. I'm going to continue to just call back in and continue to talk and to share until our segment is up. And so I've just finished sharing information about Ms. Holmes, Melissa Holmes. And I'm going to ask you to please make sure that you connect with her. We had Nikenja Warren, who is a newly published author. I had the privilege of being able to attend her book signing here in Memphis, Tennessee. Her book is called Take It Off, Unveiling the Woman Behind the Mask. It's a wonderful book. I've had the opportunity to read it already. She is a beautiful gem. Get connected to author Nikenja Warren. She is available for speaking engagements. Again, this is a newly published book, so I'm going to ask that you support her. She is a Memphis native but currently resides in Houston, Texas. And we've had individuals like Patricia Wright. Get to know Patricia. And I'm going to tell you that about each and every guest. Get to know them. Find them on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Find these individuals. Go back and listen to the replays. We have all of the replays posted on our Boots on the Gram fan page. We're also about to launch our website, so they will be available there as well. My reason for sharing that is because I know sometimes we get busy, we've missed some points, we see something or we heard something that we really wanted to know more about. We have a guest on the show that was really intriguing, and I want to get to know a little bit more about him or her. The replays are available. So Patricia Wright is a little different in that she has a background in technology and always had a passion for blogging and a passion for helping individuals to live on purpose and maximizing their lives. So that is something that can be encompassed personally as well as professionally. And she had a lot of wonderful things to share. I'm going to encourage you, please make sure you go back and listen to that replay. We talked about Teresa Howard. Please make sure that you check her out. Captain Benny Cobb, retired Captain Benny Cobb, is the founder of Eagle Eye Security and Training Services. Wonderful, wonderful human being, very, very in tune to the issues that are concern in our community. He has that training program with Eagle Eye actually teaches about proper gun control, proper gun safety, and you can get your certification. So if you are a person who's looking for gun permit safety and training and getting properly certified, Captain Benny Cobb is the man for you. So please make sure that you reach out to him. Find his page on Facebook as Eagle Eye Security. Get connected with him and get that service training that you're looking for. Cherise Scott is the founder and executive director of Sister Reach. It's a grassroots organization focused on empowering, organizing, and mobilizing women and girls in the community around their reproductive and sexual health. This is, in her particular organization, what I love about hers is that it is the only one of its kind in the state of Tennessee. This is a beautiful, beautifully spirited woman. I say please make sure that you find out about Sister Reach, get connected to them, volunteer with them. She is really doing a lot of wonderful things with respect to policy and effective grassroots change, mobilizing the community. Get to know Cherise Scott, and Cherise is Cherisse, two S's in Cherise Scott. Make sure you find out about her as the founder and executive director of Sister Reach. Dr. C. Denise Richardson, one of the most beautiful inside and out people that I have met in a very, very long time. Couldn't ask for a bigger supporter in terms of being able to share the information. She will do that. There's one other person, and I'm going to get to her in just a moment. But Dr. C. Denise shares everyone's information. She is an extremely supportive individual, and she has an event coming up right now. So please make sure that you follow her. She has an event that's coming up. I was part of that Purpose Shakers conference last year, Moving Mountains Share last year. She's doing it again this year. Her Moving Mountains speaker lineup is phenomenal. You will absolutely love it. So please make sure that you get connected to Dr. C. Denise Richardson, as we affectionately call her Dr. C or Dr. C. Denise, but make sure you reach out to her, Rich, Raw, Real, Retrospective, Dr. C. Denise Richardson. Moving Mountains Conference is coming up very soon. One of the biggest highlights of my personal and professional career has been to connect with three-time Grammy-nominated recording artist Raheem Devine. I have followed Raheem's career since its beginning. So to have his Love Life Foundation to sponsor a spa day for our organization was professionally a highlight of our organization, but for me personally, it was especially gratifying. For those of you who are not familiar with the Love Life Foundation, please look it up. A lot of people are familiar with Raheem based on his music, but a lot of people are still just now starting to catch up to the idea that he does a lot of philanthropy and that his Love Life Foundation has a great emphasis on HIV and AIDS, domestic violence, mental illness, autism, cancer, education, music, and the arts. So we were so pleased to be one of the recipients of this Queen for a Day campaign last year, and we have maintained a working relationship ever since. So one of the most down-to-earth individuals you will ever want to meet. Get connected with Raheem Devon and his organization, the Love Life Foundation. Huge shout out to him and to Renaissance Day Spa for allowing their services to us and their facility to us and hosting that event. And to Grandma's Desserts, some of the best desserts you will ever eat. Connect with all of those individuals. We had Lisa Adams on the show. Lisa is a proud mom, recent graduate of Capella University. She has her Master of Science degree in Marriage and Family Therapy. She is someone who is extremely knowledgeable about law enforcement services as they relate to issues related to domestic violence and sexual assault. Please make sure that you find Lisa Adams on Facebook. If you're looking for someone to speak and to train in those areas, she is top-notch, and we are so glad that we had the opportunity for her to share her expertise with us. Pametria Brown, what can I say about her? She is the co-founder and president of RBG Productions, and she is a behavioral intervention specialist. RBG is representing Brown Girls, and it was established in 2011. By herself as well as her sister. And I just love the work that they are doing with young people and the way that they are very intentional about promoting positive images, people, and activities in the African-American community. She's a wonderful speaker. She's just extremely energetic and outgoing. Couldn't ask for a better person to work with your young people than Pametria. Please reach out to RBG Productions. Find out what events they have coming up and get connected with her. Find out how you can volunteer, how you can get your young people involved with her programs. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful. Had the pleasure of interviewing a young couple named LaVincent and Terica Hardy. They are just the sweetest and the cutest couple, but their spirit and their energy is just phenomenal. Love them to pieces. They are co-authors of a book called I Prosper Daily. They are motivational speakers, and her husband, LaVincent, is the motivational speaker and founder of GOE, which is Gentlemen of Excellence. Terica is an inspiring woman who has dedicated her life's work to helping people overcome adversity and trauma through her accredited solution-focused therapy. And I'm putting the emphasis on accredited because I want you to understand that she is an expert in her field. So she's not just someone who's just going to give you some information and spout some words off to you and give you some terminology and send you on your way. She is accredited, and she does have solution-focused therapy. Connect with this couple. Find out how you can get in touch with them and have them to speak and to do tangible training. Again, their book is called I Prosper Daily. Make sure you Google it and purchase it. We've had the opportunity also to two of my favorite people to interview LaTropica Wilson and Afia Afriye. They are part of the No More Silence movement here in Memphis, Tennessee. LaTropica is an author and survivor. She strives to help inspire victims of child incest rape, and she is extremely vocal. She pulls no punches. There is no sense of lack of transparency with her. You will absolutely meet her, feel her energy, her spirit, and Afia is the same way. Afia is just awesome. She is a beautiful person who is also an author of a book called Love Child. And it speaks about her surviving sexual, physical, and spiritual abuse as a child. So these two women individually are powerhouses. Together, I mean, it is the energy is just phenomenal. So find LaTropica Wilson online through No More Silence. They have an event that's coming up in October, and that's actually going to be officially launched on tomorrow, if I'm correct. But that event is coming up tomorrow. Get connected to No More Silence. get connected to Afia Afrie, find out about her book. It's called Love Child. I just want to really encourage you all, because this is an area with child incest and rape that is not spoken about as much as it needs to be. I also want to point out that Dr. C. Denise Richardson, that's another area for which she speaks on and can share insights and do presentations as well. Cheryl Piggies Christ, she is just, now she's that other person. When I say ball of energy, when I say support everybody locally, attends everyone's events, will blast it all over Facebook, social media, Cheryl is your girl. Cheryl is the founder, president, CEO of Sister Girl, and she has an event that she hosts twice a year. The next one is October 1st. Please get connected to Sister Girl, and it's S-I-S-T-A-G-I-R-L. So make sure that you're spelling it right to find her, but I'm sure if you just type in Cheryl's name with two R's and you pull up Sister Girl, you will get all the information that you need. She does have a Facebook presence as well. I want you to make sure that you attend her event. Love Sister Girl. She has been a supporter of mine professionally and personally from day one. So I'm just so grateful for the circle of people that we have had in our Walking Into a New Life family and to my family personally. Aliette Murray Drobo is the executive director of the Family Safety Center. Can't say enough about Aliette, a beautifully spirited African-American woman who is really on the forefront of encouraging one-stop shop services. The Family Safety Center provides a wraparound of services, and she is the executive director. She's doing a lot of wonderful things in the community, and I'm proud to say that Walking Into a New Life is a community partner with them. So if you are in need of a myriad of services, then I suggest that you go to the Family Safety Center and find out what services are available and see how we can all work together to best assist your needs. Clemeth Washington is a daughter, sister, author. She has worked as a registered dental assistant at an oral surgery practice here in Memphis for over 10 years now. And she is a newly published author. She is doing a lot of national speaking and training. I'm telling you, if there's anyone that you would want to have come and do a speaking event for you, it would be her. Her book is titled Broken Chains. It's called Broken Chains. So Google that, find out more about the book, and purchase it, because it provides a depiction of what she had to endure, fight, and overcome. And so, as I said at the top of the show, it's not just about domestic violence, because all of us have had some adversities that we've overcome. So I would strongly encourage you, check out Clemeth, find out more about who she is, what she does, how to connect with her and have her speak. We've had Erica Hebert on our show, who is the CEO of Health Coach Enterprises. She focuses on career women who are looking for on-the-go ways to be healthy. So, again, this is about holistic and tangible resources that can be used to develop the whole person. We have had Dina Taylor. Dina Taylor is of Finally Fixed, and I just love her. I love her spirit. I love her story, her journey. She is a certified personal trainer, someone that you would definitely want to have on your team to help you to holistically tap into who you are, what you need to do to be physically fit, because mind, body, and spirit is what she talks about. So I definitely would encourage you to tune in to her. We've had LaShondra Robinson, who is the executive director of UCAN in Memphis. It's an excellent program that mentors at-risk youth who have been affected by bullying, low self-esteem, and behavioral issues. So we know that those issues can cause low academic performance, and LaShondra's program provides different opportunities and resources that will help to work with those young people to get them where they need to be so that they can deal with the issues that and adversities that may come to them, but they'll know the best practices on how to address them. One of my dear friends that I've known since the sixth or seventh grade now, Vanessa Goldsmith was a guest on our show recently. She is a prophetess, author, wife, and abuse survivor. Her book is called The Seven Phases to Walking in the Fullness of What God Has Ordained Over Your Life. So I would strongly suggest that this is another great book. I have read these books, by the way. Again, it's called The Seven Phases to Walking in the Fullness of What God Has Ordained Over Your Life. And all of this information is available in the replays. I'm going to encourage you to please, 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 if you haven't already, go to Boots on the Ground by Walking Into a New Life fan page on Facebook. Like us so that you can be in tune and in touch with who's doing what and how to best reach out to them. We have the pleasure and the privilege of having Mildred D. Muhammad on our show. Ms. Muhammad is an award-winning keynote speaker. She's a CNN contributor. She's a certified domestic violence advocate, and she is the author of Scared Silent. Now, many of her will know her as the ex-wife of a D.C. sniper, John Muhammad. But I was very intentional about making sure that we discuss who she is as a woman, as Mildred Muhammad, and not just the ex-wife of the D.C. sniper. And she shares some amazing jewels. Her story is phenomenal. Please make sure that if you get a chance at all tonight and in the next few days, go ahead and pull up Scared Silent and purchase that book. Another wonderful author that we had was Nicole Williams. I had a chance to meet her at the Mountain Movers Conference. She was one of the speakers along with myself and Clement and Terica. We were all speakers, and our connection has been longstanding. Nicole is doing some amazing things. In fact, I just saw today that her book has now been turned into a movie. So please make sure that you get connected to Nicole Williams and how she's able to balance her life as a mother, an author, and motivational speaker. We've had Andrea Merriman on the show. She had an event called Purpose Up Symposium. She's out of North Carolina, and I can't speak enough about her organization. And since we're getting short on time, what I want to do is just to thank each and every one of our guests, let you know that we will actually keep this up again. I'm going to do some more shout-outs in case I have missed anyone, because I'm sure that I have. I know Constance McCracklin is the co-founder of H2D Entertainment, and they also have an organization called SCRAM, which deals with child molestation. We've had Kelly Alsobrook, who deals with human trafficking. So a lot of wonderful people that I still need to shout out. 30 minutes was not long enough, especially since we had so many technical issues. So we will keep this party going. But in the meantime and in between time, go to our Facebook fan page, check us out, sign up, follow the show. We look forward to connecting with you again on next week. We love doing this show. We love bringing it to you. We love being able to provide an unfiltered platform to invoke a conversation, which includes advocacy and change. I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, and this has been another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. Be blessed.